Welcome back, Henry and Pam Reinga here with you as we're doing a mini course on fellowship and hospitality. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk specifically about fellowship. Now, at the very end of the last session, we talked about the Greek world of fellowship was you'd find commonality around common sources, and that's how often friendship, you hang around with people, you feel that sweet fellowship because you're in a class, mm-hmm. or you often feel that in family too.
Right.
So there is a family right. fellowship.
Yeah.
But in this particular course, we're focusing mostly on the
fellowship of believers.
Fellowship of believers or the fellowship with others, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So today we're going to get right into it here, and notice that it's a fellowship where partners in Christ who share a spiritual friendship. So, Luke 5 verse 10 says,
"And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men.'"
Wow. So,
partners here, work in ministry.
Yeah, but here's the kind of a beautiful story of the calling of the early disciples.
Yeah.
And first of all, it talks about how they, in the Greek word there is, they were koinonia, fellowshippers,
mm-hmm.
with fishing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's actually using the word partner, mm-hmm. but that Greek word there is the word fellowship, koinonia.
Okay.
Okay. So then there's that partners in fishing. Now you become partners, fellowshippers.
Yeah.
In
fishing for men.
Yeah. So in some ways, I think that's a beautiful way to start the biblical teaching that fellowship is partnership.
Mm-hmm.
In some senses, partners. But then it's in Christ. What does that mean to you, Pam, that the in Christ piece? When you think about fellowship in Christ, well, how does that change things for fellowship?
Well, it changes everything. I mean, because you have such a deeper, there's a, you know, in Christ, we know what that is.
It's a walk.
Yeah, it's a walk with God. It's knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is in you. And if you have that fellowship with other people of that same, it's great. Way deeper.
So even people you do not know, first of all, you get to know them through your hospitality a little bit. You don't know them well. You get to know them just a little bit.
Right.
And if they're in Christ, a new creation like you are, it's a game changer. And you're already partners with somebody you hardly know. And in this case, in Christ, you're partners in fishing for humans.
Yeah.
That they might know Christ too.
Mm-hmm.
So theologically, that's the first foundational piece about fellowship. It's a partnership sort of closeness in Christ. So secondly.
All right. A partnering in relational identity with theological teachings. Wow.
1 Corinthians 1 verse 8 and 9. "He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." God, who has called you into fellowship, koinonia, with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. So partnering fellowship in the gospel, and we also see that in 1 Corinthians 9:23, in Philippians 1, verse 5, that one's, if we have any fellowship of, you know, being in Christ.
Yeah.
And then we also see it, the sharing the faith, in Philemon, verse 6. So this concept of a partnering in a relational identity with theological teachings, that's something that is very interesting to me. And why would something like that strike you, Pam, as significant? It's a partnering in a relational identity. What strikes you about that?
I kind of already mentioned that earlier, just the whole idea that we do have that being in Christ. That walk with God, the fellowship with God already, with, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Right. That's it. So before we talk about how we feel that fellowship, but you actually took it one step further. We actually have it with God.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if I go to South Africa and I know there's another Christian, mm-hmm. just because they're a Christian, I already feel close to them.
Yes.
But this takes it one further, right, in that it's not just I feel close because we are all called Christians.
Right.
We are connected to the head, right, together. So right, our fellowship is with the God of the universe.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So that is pretty incredible.
Beautiful.
So it's also
partners in Christ in the Lord's Supper.
I never really thought of it that way.
A partnering with Christ in communion, the Lord's Supper. His death is your death to sin, and his payment for sin is your payment for sin.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 15 and 17. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation, that's a koinonia, in the blood of Christ?
And is not the bread that we break a participation, a koinonia, in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
You know, when we think about communion, we often think about it as a commemorance, a remembrance of what Jesus Christ did on the cross to save us from our sins. We think about it as a meal celebrating the victory over sin through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But the Apostle Paul expands it to really that second point we mentioned on the last point, starting in the first point. Now it's going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Right.
So
when
we commune, it's like we're at God's house with Him. He's having dinner with us, and we're in His fellowship and eating bread at His fellowship dinner, because the many are one loaf.
Yeah.
We who are many are one, just like there's one loaf.
Right.
Just theologically, go ahead, were you going to comment?
No, I'm in agreement.
it's so fascinating to think about.
It really is a beautiful image.
Then, the next
partners
point.
Partners in Christ in the complete story.
Ooh.
Fellowship, partnership, sharing with His complete work. Living, dying, inheriting, and reigning with Christ.
Philippians 3, verse 8 and 9.
8 through 11.
Sorry, 8 through 11.
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the koinonia, the fellowship of sharing in His suffering. Notice there's a redundancy. Sharing, partnership, sharing, you know, the fellowship of sharing in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. I mean, we're going deeper and deeper. It starts out with, you know, we identify with other Christians, so that's a commonality.
Right.
But it goes deeper in that we have fellowship with God Himself in Jesus Christ, that goes deeper. Then it's God Himself invites us to His home, that's the Lord's Supper, where now His body and blood are our nourishment if we're in His fellowship.
Right. Yeah.
And now the entire life of Christ is ours.
Yeah, and the hope we have.
Right. All the way from living, dying, inheriting.
Everything. And reigning with Christ.
In Philippians. So when the Apostle Paul gets into this, the fellowship is the core to the church.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, and so to be in ministry, to be an active Christian, to be in ministry, or whatever part of ministry you're interested in, fellowship
is key.
Is key.
Yeah.
It's so key.
Yeah, it really is.
Then, on top of all that,
partners in Christ in the Holy Spirit. Partnership and sharing with the Holy Spirit.
2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the koinonia of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You know, I find that so fascinating that here we have the life, the work, the death, the resurrection, the ministry of Christ is ours. And then when the Apostle Paul even ends that 2 Corinthians epistle, he makes sure he adds, and the fellowship, the partnership of the
Holy Spirit.
And I know that when the book of Acts is often called the book of the Holy Spirit, where we see the Spirit poured out at Pentecost, and now, you know, and we also know in John 14 that we read how Jesus comforts his disciples. And he talks about there is going to be another comforter. Read that passage there.
Oh, okay.
Put your little glasses on there.
I keep the glasses on, sorry. I can't read it so quick anymore without them. Okay.
This is verse 15.
If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth.
Okay. So, and you can read all of John 14. I mean, so this partnership, this fellowship, is so comprehensive. It's everything. And so then it all comes, the Apostle Paul then knew that foundationally believers have this. And then we read that ultimately it's
partners in Christ who share a spiritual friendship.
So it comes right back to that friendship.
Right. So now we're,
we're partnering with others.
We're growing and partnering with others.
Others like us
yeah.
who are, you know, so we partner with you. You partner with us. We all are grounded in the Word of God. We're grounded in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We're grounded in the fellowship with Jesus Christ. And look what Philemon says there.
Philemon 17 and through 19. So if you consider me a partner, Koinonia, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self.
The Apostle Paul, you know, he's, I mean, this is a serious issue with a runaway slave in those days. And but notice that I love when you read that passage because you just see, like, you know, we are all in this and we are in it to win it.
Yeah.
And that's, so when it comes to fellowship with other believers, in Christ, we are in it to win it. And we're going to talk about the difficult issues even. It's not going to just be some phony baloney fellowship that everybody has to agree on everything.
Right.
That, no, we are all part of a higher cause and a higher purpose. You know, before we go, before we finish and go on to another subject here, there's one more principle in the Bible that we have to talk about when it comes to fellowship. And that's this one.
Fellowship partners with believers in need.
Okay. So we do read in Romans 12, verse 13, the very passage we started with is,
share with God's people who are in need.
So
that's hospitality. But that first part is what we're focusing on.
So our fellowship... you see that in the book of Acts when they had fellowship in the early church, that with those with less, that was not an obstacle because those who received more would share with those with less. And this touches me and you, I know, greatly when it comes to Christian Leaders Institute. You know, people... I get asked every week by more than one people, it feels like, and sometimes a lot more than that, is, why do you make ministry training tuition free? And why, you know, what is the whole point? And why do people, why do we ask for vision partners from those who have a little to share a little, or those with more to share, to keep it free? Because at the end of the day, it's because it's about the fellowship. Maybe we can't solve every problem of some of the troubles in life.
Right.
But what we can do our best to do is to include in the fellowship those who don't have money for tuition, all the other stuff like that.
Everybody has the opportunity.
Everyone has the opportunity.
Why wouldn't you if you could offer it free. Don't do it. You need to ask them that back.
Yeah, I should ask that to them. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, that's really good. Okay, with that, I think we'll close today's session. And with these words, hospitality is deep. And it is core to relationship. It's relationship. Hospitality is relationship with God, relationship with others, relationship with those in need, that together we might proclaim the gospel and the kingdom of God is built. Mm-hmm. So in doing this research, I was impressed at how deep it really is.
Yes.
But it changes everything.
Yeah.